Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Paul Douglas with you. Thanks for hanging out with me this week. It's been a pleasure and an honor being on the morning news, and thanks for coming along for the ride. It's always great working with Jimmy Erickson, who is a font of knowledge. I never want to play Jeopardy with Jimmy Erickson. He said that Pete Najarian did color commentary for the Bahamas Bowl a few years ago. Is that true, Pete?
It is true, Paul. For a long time, I was doing work with ESPN. I did maybe 5 or 6 years. I was doing color commentary. And, you know, the very first year of that bowl, the Popeyes Bahamas Bowl, which is so many different ties. My brothers owned some Popeyes in Minnesota at the time. And here I am doing the Popeyes Bahama Bowl. And it was Western Kentucky and Central Michigan. It was 2014. Maybe the best bowl game I've ever seen played. And I was lucky enough to be a color commentary for ESPN Radio at the time. Lou Holtz was actually doing the TV side, and I was doing the radio side, so it was a lot of fun. But I'll tell you what, I'll never forget it. They were up 49-14, and that was Western Kentucky playing Central Michigan. They were up 49-14, 34 points in the second half, and a two-point conversion that didn't make it at the very end. But 49-48 game, it was unbelievable. The back and forth and all the movement and everything that was going on, it was a great start to that bowl. So it's a great start to bowl season as well.
Holy cow. Are you going to the Gophers bowl game?
I'm thinking about it, Paul. I just don't know if I can squeeze it in. My wife's got so many plans as we get towards New Year's and New Year's Eve that I think I'll catch a little bit of trouble if I do. So I probably will have to watch it on TV.
Well, yeah, might be safer. Certainly cheaper watching it on TV. Hey, a lot of concern out there. I'm just curious to get your mindset with rising interest rates, supply chain problems, inflation. What are you telling investors? I follow you on Twitter, and man, you make me look like a type B. But you always have great advice. And are you telling people to go long and to just ride out these crazy gyrations in the market?
Well, I think yes, to a degree, Paul. I think what you have to understand too about a lot of these gyrations, as you said, is the fact that a lot of what's getting moved around so rapidly in the markets when we have these days where we're down 300 or 400 points on the Dow or the Nasdaq or both, a lot of that has to do with what's going on in the technology space and how far in front of themselves they were. A lot of those names that didn't even have, you know, earnings, quite frankly, or if they had earnings, they traded at incredible multiples, Paul. Those are the names that are getting hit the hardest, and they're the ones that are going to have a very difficult time because they had a great run through the pandemic run, you know, call it 18 months or more. But, you know, now the reality sets in is how do these companies function as we go forward from here? And the value of some of those companies is just astronomical. So they were probably bought way too much early on and through the pandemic, but now is starting to be the time where you've got to prove it. And a lot of them can't prove what they can do, I think, going forward in the future. So I would say that you need to steer clear of some of these very, very high multiple stocks that have 100 PE or maybe even 1,000 PE or no PE, meaning price to earnings. Those are the names that are getting hit the hardest. So I think for most people, unless you've got a really incredible steel stomach, you probably don't want to be in a lot of those names.
Interesting. Hey, like it or not, the world is going electric. All the American car companies are on board, and the European and Chinese, and et cetera, et cetera. Where do you stand with Tesla? I'm just curious. I know Elon sold some stock, and that dropped the price, but are you still bullish on Tesla?
You know, I am, Paul, and my reasoning is it's not so much about just the fact of that they're an incredible electronic car company, but the fact that they are really a technology company. And I've always viewed Tesla more as a computer with four tires, and that's what they really are. They have more data than anybody. They've got incredible. They're in front of everybody else when it comes to the EV. But it's not just about the vehicles themselves. It's about energy, and it's about all of the different things that we hear Elon Musk talking about each and every time we see him on TV, whether it's in a parody on Saturday Night Live or somewhere else. He's always entertaining. He is always entertaining. But yeah, he's been taking a lot of stock off of his long positions that he's had. And part of the reason behind that, Paul, is I think he's looking ahead, and it's about taxes, and it's about a lot of other reasons. It's not that he's negative on Tesla. It's that he's trying to take some of that money off as he's thinking about moving, and most likely it will be in Texas himself in the not-too-distant future.
Interesting. I don't know if you want to go there, but is there one stock that's a screaming buy right now, Pete? Come on.
Well, there are stocks that I think that are on sale. I would give you even just a local company like a Target or a United Health. I think they're great companies that have gotten pulled down with the rest of the markets. And when that happens, I think those are the names that you want to have on your list of names where you might say, you know what, I think this is an area where I could feel a little bit more comfortable. And those are names that are not trading at these incredibly high PE levels like some of the other names out there, like a Snowflake and like a DocuSign and some of those kinds of names. Great companies, but they're just too far in front of themselves. And by the way, Paul, I got to tell you, I see you far more as a Fabio than a Pee Wee Herman. I just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah, you know, that's very sweet of you. I appreciate that, Pete. I'll take that. Hey, happy birthday. You got a birthday next week?
I do. It's coming up. My father and I always shared a birthday. We always had such a great time. And it made Maxie and I actually were talking about this past Sunday because we used to always go to the Leamington Hotel and go to that Waikiki room when I was a young kid. And that was so fun on a snowy, wintry day in December to go in there and feel that Hawaiian spirit. So I hope you went there because I've talked to a lot of people who don't remember it, but that was my favorite place in the world to go as a kid.
I do vaguely remember that place. My long-term memory, not what it used to be. By the way, you can hear Pete Najarian on The Huddle Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Pete, we appreciate you. Be safe. Have a wonderful Christmas holiday, okay?
You as well, Paul. Thanks a lot, and really appreciate everything you did this past week with CCO. It's just great, and I always listen. So have yourself a great Christmas as well.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that. I don't want to be tracking tornadoes in December. Is that too big an ask? I'm just relieved that we're seeing flurries, a little bit of light snow. Corey Heppala coming up next, and thank you for coming along for the ride this week. It's been great filling in. Had a great time. Appreciate the texts and the calls, and hope you and yours have an amazing holiday season. Stick around. Weather and traffic up next.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.